بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Respected and honorable ulama ikram, hufadh ikram, elders and friends in Islam. Firstly, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we are sitting here to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, as been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, as each one of us with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts make this intentions in order to attain this magnitude of reward. Respected and honorable friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. Basic translation of the ayah, where Allah Ta'ala mentions, O people of Iman, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And recite the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends salawat upon you, and also the angels, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that he may take you out of darkness and place you into nur. What is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat? Allah ta'ala knows the habit and temperament of human beings, that they love to speak, they love to talk, they love to get together and discuss things. Some people talk more than the others. You get some people that if you jump in a car from Durban to Joburg or Cape Town, from the time you get in till the time you get to your destination, non-stop the person will be able to talk. We get tired of listening, but that person won't get tired of talking. So some people love to talk more than the others. But human nature, that people love to talk. So now Allah Ta'ala is guiding us, and Allah Ta'ala is showing us that if you divert your focus from the life of this world to the akhirah, you divert your focus and your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you divert and focus your speaking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what you should do is, instead of talking to people, rather talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And focus your attention in building a connection and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many places in the Quran al-Kareem where Allah ta'ala uses the word dhikran, He uses the word dhikran kathira. Excessive dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you love to talk, rather focus that energy in making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. That will be beneficial for you in this world, qabr and akhirah. Rather than landing up speaking of things which are absolutely useless. There's no benefit for us of that which we're discussing in this world, qabr and akhirah. Many a times the speech that we are involved in is a means of our destruction in the akhirah. And what is the benefit of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively? It will be a means of Allah ta'ala taking you out of darkness, filling, removing the darkness of sin from the heart, and filling that heart with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of it, the angels will be your companions because of your link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels are made of nur. Nur is attracted to nur. So if the nur of Allah ta'ala is in the heart, it will attract angels. When there's darkness in the heart, it attracts shaitan. And shaitan comes and puts evil influences in our hearts, in our minds, and we'll end up doing things which causes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. Many times we don't even realize it and know it. So we need to focus that energy, my beloved friends, in connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions in one verse of the Quran Kareem, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. We take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. Allah Ta'ala remembers us in solitude. We remember Allah Ta'ala in a gathering. Allah Ta'ala remembers us in a much better and nobler gathering, and that is the gathering of the angels. So the choice is ours. So Allah is teaching us in these ayat that focus your energy towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be beneficial for us. That dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us during our lifetime. Allah Ta'ala mentions, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That only with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a person will attain contentment in his heart. We're looking for contentment in comforts of this world. We will never, ever be able to achieve it. We want contentment of the heart. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in one hadith, the richest person on earth is the one that is content. One that is happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what difficulty a person is going through, a person is deep down happy in his heart that this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the most richest person on earth. So the benefit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world is the contentment in the heart. There are much more benefits. This is just the tip of the iceberg. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us at the time of death. Because during our lifetime, when we build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now our full focus and attention is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salam, oh Jibreel, come. Certain person, I love him, you also should love him. And immediately Jibreel alayhi salam starts loving this person. And then he announces to every angel which is in the billions and trillions in the heavens and earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, you also love so, you should also love him. And immediately every angel in the heavens and earth, and the announcement is made on this earth, and everything on this earth starts loving this person. And at the time of death, my beloved friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the angel of death. The certain person that I love, bring him to me. So the angel of death comes, accompanied with 500 angels. And they come, and they take permission to enter into the persons, wherever the person may be. And every angel starts giving glad tidings to the person. Allah takhafu wala tahzanu. Do not grieve of the journey ahead. Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. Allah Ta'ala wants to meet you. And when those angels are around, remember death is a very, very critical moment. Shaitan himself, Iblis himself, tells this small shayateen that you step aside, now it is my turn to snatch away this person's iman. So when we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these angels will chase the shayateen away. They won't have the opportunity of coming close to us. And these angels will make us recite the kalima, and we'll leave this world with iman. So they give glad tidings to the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you. Allah ta'ala wants to meet you. And when a person is lying down, the angel of death sitting at his headside, all the other angels around, they've got perfumes from Jannah, clothes from Jannah, flowers from Jannah, different smells, different colors, bringing pleasantness to a person's heart. And then a window is open for a person in Jannah, and when he sees his place in Jannah, and the hoors are calling out to him, that come, come, we are waiting for you. So the ruh in the body now starts fluttering. No more wants to stay in the world. There's no enjoyment left in this world. So immediately it wants to come out. So the angel of death pulls it out from the feet, to the knees, to the hips, to the shoulders. And it comes out, like the Messenger of Allah explains, like how hay is taken out of flour. And as soon as this ruh comes out from the body, immediately it is enshrouded with the clothes of Jannah. Crown is put on the head of the person, and this person is taken with honor into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to work towards that, respected friends. All of us desire it. And let us not fool ourselves that is going to happen to us without any effort. If we use our logic, then we would know that we need to work towards it. If we want that honor at the time of our death, we want that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to attain that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my beloved friends, we need to work towards it. It's not going to fall on our laps. We need to be realistic about things in life. Good friends, the thing that will help us the most in the qabr is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will help us on the day of qiyamah. So much so that even if a person, after he enters into Jannah, in Jannah also, he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, send me back into the world. And we ask, why would a person want to come back into this world? The hadith of the Messenger also explains that even in Jannah, a person is going to ask Allah Ta'ala to come back in this world. Why? When he sees the reward and the benefit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will wish that, why did I waste my time on this earth? Oh Allah, you send me back so that all that wasted time that I had on this earth, every moment I will spend in your dhikr. Every moment I would spend in your dhikr, in remembering you, taking your beloved name. And we know for a fact, nobody will be able to come back. While we have the opportunity, my beloved friends, grab it. While we have life in us, grab the opportunity to spend every moment of ours in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking the name of the most kind and merciful master. What better speech can there be than taking the beloved name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now what dhikr should we be making, my beloved friends? As a start, three simple dhikrs. It's not going to take much of our time, depending on what we desire from the depth of our hearts. Remember, a person cannot even lift a finger or his hand. A person cannot utter a single word without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person cannot even say the word Allah without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you give me the tawfiq of remembering you. The ayah mentions, remember Allah Ta'ala will remember you. But the reality is, when Allah Ta'ala remembers us, He gives us the tawfiq to take His name. Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and the ability to say His name. Without the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can. So first thing is, we need to turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg of Allah ta'ala, oh Allah, you give me the tawfiq of taking your beloved name. Without your help, I cannot even make one dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to humble ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the change within my life. So the first dhikr, respected friends, is the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. This is the foundation of our iman. Without La ilaha illallah, a person can never enter into Jannah. And one hadith, the Messenger of Allah explains, the person who recites, one is to believe. Alhamdulillah, we all have iman in our hearts. We all believe in La ilaha illallah. But the saying of La ilaha illallah is also important. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, the person who recites and says La ilaha illallah once, it strengthens his iman. And that is what we need, to strengthen this iman in our hearts. When that iman becomes strong, then we can have that attachment and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and build that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our iman is weak, we are attracted to the opposite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is shaitan. So the first dhikr is La ilaha illallah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in one hadith, the person who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily, and it takes a person 2 or 3 minutes of his time to recite 100 times La ilaha illallah. Try it and see for yourself. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, the person who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily, his face will shine like the full moon, or bright, radiant, beautiful on the day of Qiyamah. And none can surpass that beauty and brightness and radiance except he who recites it more than 100 times. So our first effort is to recite at least 200 times La ilaha illallah daily, inshallah. Are we ready for that, inshallah? 200 times La ilaha illallah. Just diverting a little bit. Remember, Shaitan is the greatest enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his job, as the Quran mentions, istahwadha alayhim shaytanu faansahum dhikrullah. His job is to make you forget to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Puts other things in the mind. Worry about this, worry about that, worry about this, worry about that. We need to focus and take out time. And see, this time here I'm going to spend in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 200 times La ilaha illallah, inshallah. The second dhikr, respected friends, is istighfar. All of us are sinners. Nobody can stand up and say, from the time I matured till today, I never committed a single sin. Nobody. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the best of sinners are those that repent unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is where we read the 2 rakats of Salatul Tawbah, ask of Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, ask Allah Ta'ala for His help to change our lives. And that desire needs to come from the depth of our hearts, to attain that forgiveness, and also a firm intention from the depth of our hearts, never to return to these sins. And if we do, then immediately we turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and seek forgiveness for our weakness, that we had committed the sin. So a short, simple istighfar is astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. It will take us 1 minute, 1.5 minutes to recite 100 times. Recite 100 in each salah as a start. Coming for salah, instead of talking and worrying about everything else, read 100 times, astaghfirullah. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the intention, oh Allah, the recitation of this istighfar, forgive my major, minor sins, forgive all those sins that I remember, I have forgotten. Every sin of mine, Ya Allah, you forgive. Through the recitation of this istighfar. So 100 in each salat is 500 for the day, inshallah. We can recite more, alhamdulillah. Us. All our du'as will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi explains that glad tidings be to that person who comes on the day of Qiyamah and he has much istighfar in his book of good deeds. Because that istighfar will be a means of helping the person, elevating his stages in Jannah, inshallah. So recite it in abundance, respect of it. And the third dhikr, time is up already, we'll quickly mention. The third dhikr is durood and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, the person that recites the most durood upon me will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. From the billions of Muslims, how close do we want to be to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? According to that, we need to recite durood. The family of the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mullah Muhammad Zakir Rahmatullah Alayh, the women folk used to recite up to 125,000 durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on a daily basis. And through the barak of that durood, we can well imagine, and we see the results and the fruits, that from that family you get a personality like Mulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, personality like Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mulana Muhammad Zakir Rahmatullah Ali, whom Allah Ta'ala had used for the hidayat of mankind. How many people have changed their lives through these two personalities? So if we also encourage ourselves, encourage our families to recite much durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what won't Allah Ta'ala? Short, simple durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. If a person recites sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it takes a person 2 or 3 minutes to recite 100 times. Now our target should be at least 1,000 durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis. Person will think, I'm not reading 100, 200. How am I going to manage 1,000? Again, we want to break it up. 100 before salah, 100 after salah, times 5 salah, that's 1,000. Without any effort. 2 or 3 minutes before salah, 2 or 3 minutes after salah. We forget before salah, sit a few minutes extra after the salah. Recite 200 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the day, check. Did I complete my durood? No. Okay, I only read 200. Let me finish the 800. It will take us 10, 15 minutes of our time. But don't sleep until we complete that durood. Now why 1,000, respective friends? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, and we'll conclude with this, inshallah. The person that recites 1,000 durood on me on a daily basis, not only on a Friday, on a daily basis, the person that recites 1,000 durood on me on a daily basis will not leave this world until he sees his abode in Jannah. One day we're sleeping, we in the dream, we see our abode in Jannah, we know time is close. Get our affairs in order. Sort our lives out. Make tawbah, sincere tawbah unto Allah Ta'ala. So that when we leave this world, we can leave with a clean slate. In a condition Allah Ta'ala is happy with us, and we are happy to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So let us try, inshallah, all of us, inshallah. 200 times, La ilaha illallah. 500 times, Astaghfirullah. And 1,000 durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on a daily basis, inshallah. From today till the day we leave this world, every single day. That is just the tip of the iceberg. We find we need to increase the dhikr, recite abundant durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without any, but set a target. If you want to read 10,000 durood, no problem. Read 10,000. But make the intention of the 10,000 and try to complete it on a daily basis. If you can't complete it for any reason, the next day try to make qaza of it. Although it is not necessary to make qaza, there's no qaza of the durood that we don't read. But to keep ourselves on track, that every day we need to complete this target, inshallah. When we make that effort, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and make it easy for all of us to attain the true love of Allah Ta'ala and the true love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana.